systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Wednesday, February 9th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
This is episode 458. Nah. Fucking Wednesday night show. What's up?
Fucking.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What's up?
Fuck.
7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Of course, 406-204-4687. That's the number. Call us if you want to say hey or what's up or whatever.
Or don't.
Or you can leave us a voicemail. I got a voicemail here I was going to totally play, and I don't like this new Skype client. It doesn't just say, here, play voicemail. It's all, like,
encrypted.
Like you gotta find it. It makes you work for it.
Like, and the button you need is way over here, and I'm not gonna point it out to you.
Like, if I just double-click on it, it just opens up the thing for the person that left it. But it doesn't show me... Where's the fucking voicemail? Skype, what the fuck?
All right, we'll get through this together.
I can play poker with him. I want the voicemail. Where are the voicemails?
Can you do it? Are you going to...
I don't know where they're at.
What's wrong with Skype, dude?
Well, it's just the new version here. It doesn't have shit, like, right where you would expect it to be.
Burger says, why don't you get rid of Skype?
Why don't you suck my fucking asshole and then Google Voice that? Huh? Why don't you do that?
Well, you have a Google Voice number. You just don't.
I do. I just don't use it for this.
What's wrong with your face? You're like looking all funny.
I'm trying to like look through my pop filter here.
You look pretty funny.
Mark as unread. View old messages. Oh, there we go. Got it. Let's listen to a voicemail.
Okay.
Fucking Christ.
10 minutes.
Hey, this is 26, and I'm calling the hot box.
Okay, hold on, it's not that one. It's this one.
Hey, it's 26. This call is for the jam hole. I'll also be leaving one for the hot box later. But anyways, I'm just commenting on that story about the friggin' bald eagles getting killed by the Amtrak train and shit like that. And, like, I want to get my perspective on it, because I actually am an animal, like I'm all into, like, animal rights and shit. Like, I've been a vegan for, like, over a year. Like, I've been vegan for a long time. So, like, anyways, like, I know, like, what these people are thinking and shit. But, like, my perspective on it, like, they were talking about, oh, we gotta say about how fast these trains are going. Like, a fucking car going, like, 10 miles an hour could fucking kill a bird. And it's like, honestly, unless you have everyone just walking around, like, you're gonna have fucking animals getting killed by shit. And it becomes a thing where you realize it has to be about the cost and benefits. So, like, yeah, if you have wind power and you have mad trains and shit, it's gonna mean that more birds and shit are gonna be killed. But the overall net effect is less greenhouse emissions from, like, mad people using cars and, like, less coal being burned and stuff. And so the overall result is that the environment's cleaner and less birds are dying from toxic waste and shit. And so it's like, people need to stop getting their panties in the bunch. They're like, oh my god, 10,000 birds here die from wind power. Like, seriously, like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, like, it fucking sucks. But, like, it's better than the alternative. So, like, fuck off. All right, that's what I have to say on the subject. Bye.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, like... Fuck off.
So, like, here's what I have to say on the subject. So, like, fuck off.
Pretty much.
The future
Thank
of America,
you.
Ladies and 26. Gentlemen, 26.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
The Jam Hole's oldest, youngest listener.
That was a good 26 rant. I haven't heard one in a while.
Yeah, it's
been
a while,
like,
huh?
The one where he got really drunk and he fell, and that was the end of the call. And we didn't know if he, like, died.
We
or
thought
something.
He was, like, blacked
he
out.
He was like, hey,
you could hear him, just, like, crack his noggin in the background, dude. And then the phone was on for a while. You could hear people.
He just
so
fucking
awesome.
Hit something so hard. We were like, oh, my God. Is he okay?
So welcome to the Jam Hole Podcast, saving you from the day-to-day bullshit monotony of everyday TV and radio entertainment. You know, we do the show 3 days a week. We have day jobs, all that bullshit. I was, like, on my way home and walking up the stairs trying to think of, you know, what should we talk about tonight? What hard-hitting news expose should we blow out of the fucking water tonight? I got to my door and I saw this. If you look at camera one there, it's a pamphlet. It's a magazine.
Yeah,
from our good friends over at watchtower.org.
I want to know who came up to our fucking
The Jehovah Witnesses did. To my apartment.
They take a lot of effort.
Whoa. Whose apartment?
What?
My. I want you to say that. Who's
my?
My apartment. Your apartment.
Our apartment.
No.
I pretty much live here half the week, so
well,
live with it. I buy all the food and cook everything in here.
That
I'm
is
claiming
true.
Part of it, so eat shit.
I'm like, I'm the roommate that pays rent but eats all your shit. So,
pretty
awake.
Much.
Is religion a force for peace?
It's a force.
Religion
right.
is the most peaceful group ever. Because you have to agree with them, because if you don't agree, you go to hell. And that's not a very nice place, so they say.
And I really
on the
have
inside,
to...
check this out. I love that picture. It's if you can't see it, it's
the
priest.
We have a scanner.
Priest.
We should scan it and put it
half
on
of
the
it
site.
Is like a Bible and in color, and the other half, he's holding a gun, and it's like black and white.
Is
it's,
it black
it's
and
weird.
White?
Yeah. It's like half in... Half of him is in color. Half of him wants to kill his self.
Hold that up. Let me see that.
You see that?
Oh, okay.
See that, everyone? Okay.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and applaud the Jehovah Witnesses for taking the time out of their day
to come all the way the fuck out to the Jam Hole studio.
Fucking pushy with their religion or whatever. They're everywhere, obviously.
Not to
mention... We're not in the town or anything, you know?
Well, we have Kingdom Halls here. We have a couple. They also highlighted a bunch of stuff. Do you guys see that? It's like...
They really put some effort into that.
I'm at the dentist's office as a kid, and I got the highlights book, and it's been all filled out for me. I'm like, well, fuck. Is religion to blame? Yes.
Yes,
it
always.
Is religion to blame for all of these religious wars? Let's think about
is
that.
Is religion to blame
religion,
for the religious wars?
Religious wars. Interesting. Religion seems to be connected with violence virtually everywhere. In recent years, religious violence has erupted among right-wing Christians in the U.S., angry Muslims and Jews in the Middle East. Those Jews. And quarreling Hindus and Muslims in South Asia. I'm seeing a recurring theme here, the Muslims. What's up with them? Like, why are they quarreling with everybody? It's like the Jews and the Muslims and the Muslims and the Christians and the Hindus and the Muslims. It's like, can you fucking get along with anybody?
No.
Unbelievable.
No. No.
Baptists are much better known for fighting than for peacemaking.
Wow, pointing fingers much.
And notice all religions are shit except for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
We're neutral in all this bullshit.
And
they do.
That's what every other one says about themselves.
They start out, is religion to blame? And then they talk about holy wars. And then they go on here and they say, well, will religion ever be a force for peace? Well, not as long as anyone who disagrees with you, you tell them they're going to hell. No. No
right?
one likes that shit. And then I like here, we have a picture of a Serb, a Bosnian, and a Croatian. Interesting. Years and years ago, they would have been at each other's throats. But no, today, they're joined in the Kingdom Hall of the great, non-windowed, having weird, creepy Jehovah's Witnesses. How are they different? Here's where we get to tell you how awesome we are. Structure. This is how the Jehovah's Witnesses are different. We have no clergy class, so we're all equals here, except for, you know, the leaders.
Right.
Their elders, teachers, and missionaries are unsalaried. We get paid by the hour. It's cool.
Right, right.
They neither tithe nor take up money collections at their places of worship, known as kingdom halls, known as weird windowless dungeons of hell. They remain neutral with regard to politics. Hey, are you left or right? It doesn't matter. Come here. Let me tell you about this. All their activities are supported by anonymous donations, much like the jam hole.
Uh-huh.
They are globally united in their faith and Bible-based beliefs. See picture 1A, a Serb, a Bosnian, and a Croat.
Right.
That's so awesome. Note how they are staring at each other, but yet they
awkwardly
are not killing each
hell.
Other.
Well, as soon as that photo was taken, you don't
Here
know.
Here we go. They advocate peace and do not participate in warfare. None of that was us.
Right. None.
You know why? Because we couldn't see outside because we forgot to build windows in our church.
Right, right.
We had no idea that was going on out there. We were just in here worshiping.
That's pretty much all they do.
They are fully integrated with no social, ethnic, racial, or class divisions. Totally potty trained, dude. No worries. They are not affiliated with any other religion. You know, those nasty Catholics or Orthodox or Protestants. We're not affiliated with those ass fucks.
I wish that said that in there.
I know.
So
I want to make this an ad lib, kind of.
And then give it back to them. Like, here, I did some more notes for you.
Okay, so FYI, here is our doctrine. So you want to come join us.
Okay.
We believe that there is only one true God whose name is Jehovah. Okay. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is Almighty God, nor do they believe in the Trinity doctrine, the Lord, the Spirit, the God, and the Jesus.
Okay.
Being one, but being three, but being one.
Okay.
The Trinity, the Holy.
I get it. Okay. Thank you.
The Blade Trinity.
Stop it!
If you will.
Stop trying to think of something else to say.
They follow the teachings of Jesus and honor him as the Son of God. You're not God, but you are his son, which, I mean, you're kind of nitpicking at this point, like, really.
They're worshiping Jesus.
They
what?
Do not venerate, what? Venerate?
Venereal
rate the cross, nor do they use idols in their worship, because, you know, that's illegal. They do not, this is awesome, you want us, best reason ever. We don't believe in a fiery hell where all bad people go after death. We believe in big, giant, heavenly prisons that we put them all in until, you know, they've been rehabilitated.
Right.
It's heaven prison.
Yeah.
They believe that God will bless obedient mankind with perfect, everlasting
obedient?
Life in an earthly paradise. See, I don't know. I'm going to have to see
no,
your
I
earthly paradise
awesome
and raise you a heavenly...
Supernatural fucking...
Exactly.
I want dragons and shit.
I don't want... If I want... I'm on an earthly paradise. Like, I'm here.
Right.
I don't want to stay here when I die. Like, I want to go somewhere else.
I want to live in, like... I don't know, an amazing, magical, cool land.
And then, to finish this up, they get into, was it designed? This is like the creationist, the intelligent design's go-to argument, the inverted retina. If evolution by vehicle of natural selection was real, we wouldn't have an inverted retina. It had to have been designed.
An inverted retina, what do you mean?
Well, like, if you look at evolution, like, evolutionarily speaking, our retinas probably shouldn't have evolved to be inverted. Like, I don't understand what the natural pressures were to cause that evolution. Like, things evolve for more
our
survival
retinas
and
be
stuff.
Inverted. What
so
do you
they're
mean?
Saying that because of that... It had to have been intelligently designed because there's no way through natural selection and evolutionary process that this would have happened this way. That's
an
what
inverted
they're saying.
Retina?
It's fucking retarded. Yeah.
What is it? What do you mean by inverted retina?
What we see is upside down.
Yeah.
Okay. We have an inverted retina.
That's what I thought. But
right.
Don't other things
so
have
they're
that?
Saying that. Well, yeah. All vertebrates have that.
It's just the way that
But they're
works,
saying that because of... It doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter anymore. Let me introduce you to my friend, the amazing process of childbirth.
Disgusting.
Ooh. Ah. Watch women as you can...
I'm surprised it doesn't say miracle or some shit in it.
It's amazing.
Oh, okay. It is pretty amazing.
We have,
I'll give
we
it that.
We have four steps here. We have the fetal position before labor. That's when he's getting ready to wreck your vagina. Then we have the movement of the fetus toward the birth canal. That's as he's wrecking your vagina. Then we have the dilation of the cervix, which is the walls of Rome crumbling down around your baby while wrecking your vagina. And then follow that by the expulsion of the fetus.
And 20 years of shit.
And 20 years of piss and shit. And that's the amazing process of childbirth. Ta-da!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Your mom's still birthing
She
you.
Looks kind of old. Like, it, honestly, look at this picture. Does she look kind of old to be a to
yeah.
be given birth, right?
She looks like a man.
It's like I got four grandkids.
She looks like a man. She's a surrogate for her daughter.
You're awake because that fucking baby won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Thank you, awake. And thank you to whoever left that on my doorstep for providing me with how many minutes?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like 10 minutes.
Thank you. With 10 minutes of content. So. MDS sent us this story out of Detroit. We've been talking about Detroit here and there, not doing so hot ever since the great car crash. What would we call that? The Depression? Can we rip that off from the 20s? The Great Depression Part 2.
Oh my God.
The Depression Reloaded. Like, what are we going to call it?
I don't know.
So, people in Detroit apparently think that in order to save their city, they need none other than the man that brought their city great fame in the late 80s and then early 90s as it slowly dwindled off with release after release of straight-to-DVD goodness.
Uh-huh.
RoboCop. Murphy. Okay. My friend Murphy, if you will. But the mayor is not having any of that. When Detroit... I can't believe that this is even, like, a thing, you know? Like, the mayor had to take time out of his day to be like, no... We are not getting a 50-foot tall statue of RoboCop. As much as I really want this, also,
really cool.
we don't have money in the budget for it. Maybe next.
Can we
year.
Have one in our front yard?
How awesome would that be?
Just stand there, like,
yeah.
No.
So,
no.
Detroit Mayor David Bing asked the internet for ideas on how the city could be revitalized. That's mistake number one, perhaps. You ask the internet.
Right.
How they're probably like, we could get Tub Girl to have a book signing. I
right?
know she's coming out with her third novel. A novella, if you will. We could get the, what are those little brown monsters called that eat kittens when someone jerks off?
What?
What are those called?
What are you talking about?
You know, someone in the chat
the
knows what the fuck I'm talking about. The little brown, what the fuck are those called? Domos? Domo, thank you, super pimp, see?
What are you talking about?
The little brown things that eat a kitten every time someone jerks off. It's an internet meme, it's the Domo.
What? I have never heard of that.
Domo.
You're never allowed to jerk off again.
That would be another, we could have a 40-foot tall Domo next to a 50-foot tall RoboCop.
What are they
and then top
to
it
like?
Off with two 80-foot tall Moonanites doing this as hard as they fucking can.
I'm
Dude,
doing this as hard as I can.
How awesome would that be? Oh, those were the ideas the internet came up with.
Oh, my God.
They asked through Twitter, a user suggested that he could build a RoboCop statue in honor of the city's cyborg protector of the late 80s. Sadly, the suggestion was denied.
Burger says, fuck, I'm never jerking on it again.
You didn't know that, dude? Domo's been eating kittens forever. Domo.
Dude. Don't kill
quote, there are not any plans to erect, haha, a statue of RoboCop. Or to RoboCop.
Why do they want
this is a statue to
a statue
the great RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Because he's Detroit is dead. Eminem left. That was the last thing they had going for. That's it.
They're Detroit.
Yeah, I know, right? You would think you would just come
they're
back.
They're known for being you Detroit.
2012
so many movies are made there.
2012 Detroit, the Tigers, they win the World Series. That gives everyone the morale boost they need to really pull it together and then get completely destroyed in the apocalypse of 2012. How awesome would that be? Detroit finally gets his shit together, comes out on the plus side 1 year, and then the next year just completely wiped out by like a meteor. Oh man. The Twitterverse was then infused with angry RoboCop fans that didn't believe Bing gave their idea a fair chance. He pissed off the internet. Not just the internet, all of the RoboCop fans on the internet. You pissed them off by
saying...
Can you
imagine them getting mad and, like, getting in their RoboCop suits and being like, brr, yeah, coming out, yeah.
Dish. What was his partner's name? He was Murphy. What the fuck was her name?
I don't know.
Fuck. Someone in the chat, tell me, please.
Someone
Murphy.
In the chat,
what was her name? No, this is good. This is our hive mind. Every show has them. What's the chick's name? It was Murphy and I want to say Pat for some reason, but it wasn't Pat. Come on, hive mind's kind of stoned right now, I think. Lois, thank you. Not Murphy Brown, super pimp, thank you. The hive mind is a smart ass sometimes. It is my hive mind, I suppose. That's my fault, sorry.
Oh my god.
Lois. Like from Family Guy.
I know.
Is that
so
weird?
That
was her name though, wasn't it? Lois.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Lewis. Louise?
I don't know, dude. Can
Lois?
We stop talking about
is
RoboCop?
Is it pronounced
now?
Lewis or Lois?
Louise.
Louise. Or
I'm
Louise.
I'm done with RoboCop. I'm sorry.
Bing
I was
has
not
been...
that into that movie.
No, I'm not either. I mean, they were okay. I'm into the fact that the internet got pissed that he didn't give their idea a fair shake. That's so awesome. Bing has been trying to make the city safer through various programs, such as one that aims to bring police officers back into the city from their homes in the suburbs. Cops are like, fuck that. We're not going to the city.
Like, I'm not living there.
Reason,
why do you think I became a cop so I can make money and move out of the city?
I know, right? There's a reason we live in the suburbs and not in the city. Fuck that. Apparently, we don't shit where we eat or sleep. Apparently, he doesn't think that a statue from an 80s movie will contribute anything to this goal.
Yeah,
so.
No. Yeah,
of course.
I'm going to go to the city to go stare at the RoboCop statue because it's cool.
If Bing were to put a real RoboCop on the streets, now that'd be a different story. You need a good cop that gets just shot the fuck up and is, like, dead, basically. You need a good cop brain and, like, a pretty face. You don't want him
no,
to be
you
all,
just
like...
No, just do metal. Put metal on the face.
No,
cool.
It's he's got to have a masculine lower jawline, though, because that's what's going to be showing
well,
under
so
the cyborg.
Fuck everything else up and just keep the jaw.
And he's got to have a cool face, because when he's sitting on the charger... You know, sitting on the pot, if you will. He has his head off, so he's got to be pretty.
So we'll take a mold of, like, Sylvester Stallone's face.
The people on Twitter said a statue of RoboCop would drive so much tourism. Is that internet
serious?
Sarcasm?
I hope so.
Or is that them, like, honestly being like, no, if you erect this, if you build it,
they
we
will
come.
Come.
No, for real. All
no.
Me and my friends will all come there.
No, no.
Every year.
It's
we'll
gay.
Make a mecca out of it. We'll go see the
it's
RoboCop.
It's not like the Statue of Liberty.
We'll go to Philly. We'll see Rocky. High five. We'll stop by Pineapple. What's that called? Sandy Bottom. Say hi to SpongeBob. No?
Bikini Bottom?
Sure. Wasn't it? What did I say? Sandy Bottom? I thought that was the name.
Of where SpongeBob
Or no, that's
lives?
The squirrel, huh? Fuck
no,
me.
her name is Sandy.
Fuck me. Okay.
You suck with references. The other day you were like, gotta catch them all, like Pac-Man. I'm like, what? You fucking Pokemon?
No, that's not what it fucking...
I got it right here on my phone. Because it says that you're like Pac-Man. I'm like,
yeah,
no.
At first. Like, and then, I said gotta catch them all after that. The first reference was in Pac-Man, as in how he gobbles all of the pellets.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh.
Okay. And then the Pokemon reference came.
But you said Pac-Man.
Right, because at first I was speaking of Pac-Man.
And then you were speaking of Pokemon.
After.
You need to get your cartoon references.
It was a multi-layered reference.
You need to get your cartoon references straight, okay?
Okay. Catholics, finally taking over your iPhone. Check this shit out in the live chat. Have you fucking seen this? I posted this earlier today, and I just want to talk about it real quick. If you're a Catholic and you're worried about going to hell and you can't quite get to your confessional, boom, we got an app for that now.
Great. I'm just going to text you my confessions. Okay?
This is so creepy. Touch active user to log out or touch new user to switch. So you have different users, so your whole family can do this.
So is there like...
You're like, who is this, the dad?
Is there like a fucking priest on the other end?
I don't. How crazy would that be if it took all of the confessions and put them on group hug?
That'd be so cool.
Someone needs to write another app. Call it the Catholic Confession Bot 5000 awesomeness.
Just take everybody's text and
made
shit.
By the Jamhole LLC, because we have to make we have to show at least a little bit of money made for some of this. And there you go. And that feeds your anonymous confession website. And if you really wanted to be a dick, it could just not even be anonymous. Here's his name, address, Facebook profile, boom. Confession from Little Eye Apps isn't designed to replace the traditional type of confession to a priest, but more to be used as an aid when going into the confessional. It's an aid for when you're in the confessional. Because, you know, when you're confessing to the Father, you should be on your fucking phone, right?
Right.
Like, I feel that you're distracted. Are you playing Doodle Jump? You motherfucker. I'm sorry for...
playing Doodle Jump.
This is amazing. I can't believe... I hope they charge for this app, and I hope they make $1 million off of people's fucking ignorance. Oh, it's $1.99.
Great.
Awesome. It sets up a personalized profile based on your age, occupation, and a, quote, examination of your anus or conscience.
I'm going to go with
you
door number two.
Of your conscience, of course. And then delivers custom-tailored advice. Oh, God, how many people's lives could I ruin if I was writing the custom-tailored advice for this app? Can we get a hold of Little Eye Apps and offer my services as a freelance writer? How awesome. They put in like, oh, I totally cheated on my wife. Well, you're going to hell, but hey, she'll see you there because she's been boning the postman. That would be my advice. How awesome would that? I would be so good at that. I would be the best. Not only am I giving them advice, but then I'm taking their confession and putting it on my anonymous confession website. I'm getting it out both ends.
Dude.
Oh, I gotta learn to program apps. Fucking Christ, dude.
You should really.
I know. I'm missing the bandwagon here. It's gonna pass me by.
It might.
Much like my 30s are starting to.
You just turned 30.
I know, and they're already. I'm like holding on to it with my bare with both hands.
Your 20s passed you by, darling.
Right. And my teens.
Yeah, those didn't even happen. We're just gonna.
I don't even remember that
yeah,
shit.
I don't either. So,
and after it gives you the advice on your device, it says thankfully the profile is password protected to prevent unauthorized snooping. Right. As a non-Catholic, this all sounds kind of creepy, but I guess observant Catholics are used to spilling their guts. At least with this, you can do it to an inanimate object instead of some guy you'll be seeing every Sunday. Until, of course, next month when we read about how this was a whole fucking goof. And look at all the nasty things Catholics have been doing. Naughty, naughty. How awesome would that be if the app developer made this public and was like, look, you're all fucking dirty.
Do you wonder if the priests are going to get jealous over the app? because like, now they're not coming in every Sunday or whatever.
They're just getting advice from this bullshit app.
Yeah.
I can totally see that. Be like, I have absolutely nothing to talk about with my big wig corporate sponsors out on the golf green, says the priest, because no one's giving me shit anymore.
Right.
I gotta get people's. He could do what that one priest did and was like, give me your Facebook password so that we can all be honest. We all need just let me see your phone.
Nah.
If your friend has an iPhone, go on it and look for that app and then tell me. Oh, man. All right.
That's no good.
Good job, Catholics. Way to hang in there amidst all of this child-touching rigmarole. Let's go to Colorado. Fort Loopton, what's up? This woman, I have a friend of yours, a friend of mine. Her name is Silva. Her name is Marina Silva. She's 6 weeks pregnant.
Say that again without stumbling over it.
She's 6 weeks pregnant.
See how sick of way I'm pregnant.
And mentally retarded. She's still learning to speak. This is so amazing. She went to her pharmacy because she's pregnant and she needed some antibiotics because her vagina was stinking. Baby was complaining. The baby was like passing her notes like, hey, feel freshen up in here, please. Hand me one of those Glade plugins. Hey.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Just like a little hand, like a little finger, like, hey.
Dude.
Here's a little note. Like, your pussy how dare you, little motherfucker. You know what? No, give me the abortion pill. Never mind.
Let's do that.
So anyway. She went in, got the antibiotics, went home, took them. And now, well... Now she might lose her unborn child.
I think she did lose the unborn child.
Because of what the pharmacist gave her, it was the abortion pill. It wasn't antibiotics. Well, those are kind of antibiotics, right? If you're infected with a baby, an abortion pill are the antibiotics that you need.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, Marina?
Oh.
If you would.
You're not going to read any of that.
I did. I just did.
You just, like, athlete.
I just did. Marina Silva might lose her unborn child because of the prescription drug error, which happened last Thursday.
Where the hell was that?
I took it because I thought it was mine, and I'm retarded, she said. Silva said the pharmacist at the Fort Loopton Safeway gave her the prescription of methotrexate.
What's methotrexate?
Methotrexate is used in chemotherapy regimens to treat cancer, but it is also used to terminate early stage pregnancies. After she took it, Silva was nauseated.
I came back and I looked at the bottle and it wasn't my name.
It wasn't mine. After I took the pills. I looked at the bottle. I thought to myself, these don't look like antibiotics. What is this I just took?
What? You know what's crazy is, okay, I get prescribed Ambien, and they gave me a different kind of generic this time when I filled my script, so it looked different. I immediately looked it up. I was like, what is this? Did they give me the wrong shit? Am I going to die?
And you're not even pregnant.
No, but
like,
I don't
want
to... Like,
if you were pregnant, you would be extra careful what you put in your body. Like, oops, almost took the abortion pills. Today's your lucky day, baby.
Like, I would be
baby
looking that
in
up.
There like, no, take the blue pill, not that one.
I would
one.
Be looking it up, dude. That's just, I don't know, that's the way I do, though, so whatever.
Some of us just didn't get that motherly instinct, I guess.
I didn't, but damn.
I mean, you do expect your pharmacist to give you the proper medication, but you also know that your pharmacist is a human. Until a robot, until the Dopebot 5000 is giving you your fucking pills, you should probably
I am
be...
I Dopebot.
Here are your drugs, now where's my money, bitch?
Oh my god.
Are you paying with cash or sucking my robot cock? Hold on, let me put on my robot cock.
Do you
I
have
am now
a
in
rivet?
Fuck mode. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So, it wasn't hers. The methotrexate was intended for a 59-year-old woman with the exact same last name as Silva's and a similar first name. So, did the old lady get the antibiotics that just pissed the cancer off? And
right?
The cancer was like, I'm getting my friends. And then came back and fucking killed you?
Maybe.
You got murdered by cancer and its friends.
So, she says, my doctor immediately told me to try and make myself vomit to see if I could get the medicine to come back up. Yeah, right. Wow. Sorry. I wonder, did she take it and then look at it? Like, she didn't...
So she then went to the hospital. They gave her charcoal to absorb it.
Ugh, that sucks. She says, for all this to happen...
You're ruining it. You can't say she says. You have to either play the part or sit there and shut the fuck up. That's how this works.
You're a dick.
You have to be her. You just lost your baby almost.
She's a dumb white chick. They're hard to play.
Check? Sorry. That one kind of... I know, huh? I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry. I'll try.
You've been nothing but a complete asshole lately.
Hey,
just
black
saying.
People. Black females. Do more messed up junk.
Black chicks and trailer trash
my
are
dumb
fun
white,
to play.
My dumb white girlfriend doesn't know how to play a dumb white chick. So she vomited. That didn't work, I guess. This is her first child. So, hey, it's really difficult to deal with. You want to keep tapping your finger? A little tap, tap, tappy? A little taparoo? Hey, is this your first child? Is this really hard to deal with? Being your first child? Hey, you almost aborted your first child. Is this
She's
really...
probably 15. Who gives a fuck?
Is this really hard to deal with?
I hope it dies. Just saying.
Safeway's first concern is the health of their patients.
That's your first problem. It's a Safeway.
Right.
Fucking idiots. It's like going to an Eckerd's drugstore
For some, what's that called? Airborne.
Yeah, right?
That's like going to a drugstore to get a sugar pill. Cool.
That's stupid.
When the pharmacist became aware of what happened, he worked with the patient and with her physicians to minimize any possible health consequences and to minimize the sue fallout, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to get sued too bad. And the unborn child, of course. We have to think about that. We have extended our sincere apologies, please don't sue us, to the customer and offered to pay any medical expenses incurred as a result of a prescription error. Could you ride that then and say like psychiatric
Oh yeah,
I'm messed up. Abort the baby just so you know you can live a happy life, but then exploit that as saying you killed the baby.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe you just didn't want the baby anyway. So you should just go to your pharmacist with a prescription for antibiotics and hope they give you, what is it? Methotrexate.
And Bad Manners says, do y'all still have Eckerd's up there? They close them all down here. No,
we got Walgreens
Eckerd's
up here.
Eckerd's are all gone. Eckerd's turned it into, what the fuck did they turn into down there?
CVS?
Yeah, CVS. That's what they ended up turning into.
CVS down there, Walgreens up here.
And then all of the... they have Walgreens down south, too.
Well, yeah. But up here, we don't. We don't have CVS. We just have the Walgreens.
Well, I have those. And then, what was it? Fucking Cash and Carry.
Cash and Carry.
Cash and Carry turned into Sweet Bay.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was weird. That's weird shit.
We are also very concerned about how this happened, and we are conducting a full and complete investigation. Seriously, don't sue us. Safeway has pharmacy systems and processes in place to prevent this kind of occurrence. You know, like people's names on the ticket.
Yeah.
Like, is this yours? Is this your name? Mm-hmm. It's similar. We have the same last name, and the first name is similar, but not exact. Well, it was close, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go on this. I'm going to let this one slide because it was close. You know, Mariana, Marcy, whatever.
Same shit.
Here. Cancer or a baby? Hair. Oh, fuck. Thanks, Safeway. We have a well-earned reputation for reliably and safely filling prescriptions, and we will continue to work diligently to ensure our procedures and policies are being followed at each of our pharmacies. Sylvia, she's not so convinced. Sylvia.
Yes!
Silva? Mariana?
My name's Sylvia!
That's not dumb white chick.
Yes, it is.
Just no, it's not. That's like Southern hick inbred white chick. Just talk normal for this one.
Great. Sorry's not going to cut it. I'm going to have to
you
deal
just,
with this.
Here,
what
your
the
motivation.
Fuck do you want?
I want to give you your motivation for this scene. You're pregnant. You need an antibiotic because your pussy
myself.
Stinks.
That's my motivation
you're kill
right
yourself.
Now.
Because your pussy stinks, you're trying to get to the pharmacy to get some antibiotics to clear that up, you're pregnant, and they just almost killed your baby. There's your motivation and action.
You fucking read it. I don't care anymore. Sorry.
Sorry's not gonna cut it. I'm gonna have to deal with this for a long time. My baby could have deformities. And that's not to mention the pills you gave me were wrong. There's a lot that goes with it. Doctors are checking her blood work to make sure her hormone levels are okay.
You sound like a fucking tranny.
How are your hormone levels, Daniel?
Yours are shitty.
She could miscarry.
Good playing a white, dumb, pregnant bitch because you suck.
I don't play that part. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh my god, what's that?
I let my dumb white, non-pregnant girlfriend play that part. Is the pizza ready yet?
Yeah, I hate you.
How pissed is she going to be if the baby comes out, like, retarded
dead?
Anyway, but they're
that's
like,
the way it should
they're
come
like,
out.
It's not because of this.
They're like, oh, it's,
they're
your
like,
genes are actually fucked up.
Your baby was deformed, but not because of this. Like, she would be so fucking pissed.
She would blame it on that. She would go to hell.
She would try
to
and they
it.
Would be like, these are Walgreens doctors, or these are Safeway's doctors, and they said you were just retarded anyway. No, they said this one has fetal alcohol. It's okay. All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Sure.
What do you know about hairy balls?
I know that yours are not.
I know that there's a place in Fort Wayne that the residents wanted to name after the great mayor, Hairy Balls. That sucks if that's your name, because they will never name anything after you when you die, because it sounds silly. They had this place, and it was that. It was named Hairy Balls, and, like, people kept stealing the sign.
What?
People kept stealing the Hairy Balls sign. There's probably, like, 25 residences in this place in Fort Wayne here that have Hairy Balls signs.
Well, it's kind of like the sign for...
Thank you, Indiana.
The sign for the road where my parents live. Like, it's always being
stolen. Go away lane.
Yeah.
I could see that. There was one down in Evergreen called Parliament, and we would always steal it.
Why?
Because George Clinton and the Parliament P-Funkadelics, because we rolled in the mothership. That's why. Because that banner up there says Bootsy.
You're an
Star
idiot,
child.
Dude.
No, I'm not. Trust me. Don't take my word for it. Trust me. Despite garnering far more support in an online, again, leaving it up to the internet, in an online poll. What do you say, internet? Do you like Hairy Balls or the Fort Wayne Government Center? Like, really, what would you pick? Hairy Balls? Vote one. Hey.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Twitching my leg.
Burger shapes his balls and shaft.
You need to start shaving your shaft.
I do.
No, you
once
don't.
In a while. I don't shave it all the time.
They get long.
Well, when you start fucking me more than once a week, I will start shaving it more than once.
It's going to make me want to fuck you less.
No.
There you go.
Then I'm just going to shave. I'm never going to shave. How's that?
You're never
going
to get fucked. How's that?
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just fuck we'll myself.
See. We'll see when you're humping my leg and going, I need to get fucked.
See when you're fucking tied down and you're getting raped in the asshole just for fun. Just for something a little different. And now for something completely different.
You know what?
Deputy Mayor
just
Beth Malloy said.
Your shit. And everything will be fine.
Said the Hairy Balls Government Center was probably not going to happen. But probably not.
Why did you even elect him? You're like, no, sir, I can't have you in.
Vote for me.
Position.
A vote for Hairy Balls is a vote for
everybody
equality
for him.
And liberty. Vote.
Everybody voted for him, dude. They're like, I need Hairy Balls.
I need more Hairy Balls in my politics, for sure. Quote, we love Fort Wayne, too, she said. We're not going to make any decisions that look bad. You know, like Hairy Balls look bad. The name, like I said, received 882 votes on the city's website, feedbackfortwayne.org, if you'd all like to go vote. Vote for Hairy Balls. More than triple that of its nearest competitor, the Eugene Johnson Memorial Center. Hairy Balls or Eugene Big Johnson Memorial Center? What would you say?
Hairy Balls.
Johnson was the property.
I would go and see Hairy Balls every day.
Here it says, balls, pronounced balls, in quotes, by the then mayor, but bales by his descendants. So he changed it up. He's like, no, my parents named me Harry. It's pronounced balls, not bales. Balls.
Are you serious? He's the one who changed it to balls?
The two A's make the aw sound.
Wait, it's his fault?
Honey, make the aw sound. Apparently. He became the Republican nominee for mayor back in 1934 and was elected for three successive terms. Well, it's a good
really old.
It's a good platform to run on, right?
Hairy Balls.
Absolutely. While Balls was a popular mayor, Malloy noted he had an unfortunate name and some elected officials have said such a name would be an embarrassment to the city of Dixville.
Why would you name your kid that?
Why would you name your town Dixville?
Go by Harrison, for fuck's sake.
Harrison Balls? Honey, my balls are getting Harrison down here. Hand me the shaver.
That sounds better than Harry Balls. I don't know, dude. Come on.
Harrison Balls. That's so awesome. You have to start using that now.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, wouldn't you change your name or something?
Speaking of balls, what do balls produce?
Semen.
Okay. Speaking of semen, we have, this is an update. We weren't sure. We weren't sure at first. Jam hole update. We weren't sure at first, but it has been confirmed. The yogurt sample that a New Mexico woman was provided to her last month by a random grocery clerk did, in fact, contain semen.
Oh, some yogurt.
That was semen. And that is so awesome.
Yogurt, man.
Oh, free sample. Thanks. What flavor is this?
Semen!
Wow, this cup smells really clean.
I don't know why.
Did you bleach
say,
this?
I don't know why you say semen smells like bleach, because it does not.
It bullshit!
It does not.
I will show you later.
I've had it in my nose.
I will do a blind taste test. You will do a blind taste test, and I will show you.
No.
One of these has semen in it, and one of them is bleach. Well,
dude.
Honestly, they both have semen in it because I needed something to thicken up the bleach. But
no, dude, it doesn't taste like bleach and it doesn't smell like bleach. It depends on everyone. Everyone's shit tastes different. I'm going to tell you there right now. Yours
but
does not taste like bleach.
It smells like bleach.
No, it doesn't.
Who are you going to believe? Me, who knows what my own semen smells like? Or you?
Or the semen connoisseur.
The semen dumpster over here. Cumbot 5000.
I've been with more dudes than you've been with, so...
Goddamn right you have,
take my word on it.
Jesus.
Yeah, because...
I'm ready to suck another cock, please. Not now, Cumbot 5000. Christ. You just sucked a dick. Get away from me. Justin Fan says, cum smells like pancake batter.
I see.
And Bad Manner says, shit. Dude, if your shit smells like bleach, you need to go see a doc.
See?
No, that's how... Really?
Now
I'm pretty sure that's how it's supposed to smell.
Cumbot, do that.
Let's let Cumbot 4000 analyze it. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, pop. Yep.
What the fuck? Beep, boop, boop, beep,
The
it's
disclosure.
Like the black R2-D2, man.
The disclosure that the yogurt sample from an Albuquerque market tested positive for, quote, sperm cells and saliva. He also spit in that yogurt sample.
Okay.
Little bit from here, little.
Think about his job, what he does all day.
Hand out free samples of semen? Fucking
making
A.
Making it interesting.
I guess. It's all cool until they get a search warrant affidavit seeking your blood and DNA samples.
Right.
Anthony Garcia, the 31-year-old suspect. This is me next year. I don't know, dude. The way things are going, this could be me next year. We'll see how this album
see,
goes.
See, you just can't be the vendor. You just gotta go up and I'll distract
and just
the
jerk
vendor
off into...
And you do it, and then we'll walk away and stand and watch.
Right. But you have to have some of the vendor's DNA to put in there also, so that's
I'll jerk off the
to,
vendor.
Right. Into,
so, okay, right.
Right. While I'm there jerking off into it. Right. Okay. Cumbot 5000.
Right.
I'm ready to jerk you off. And on and off.
Okay.
The January 28th warrant, which was approved by a district court judge, notes these samples were needed to make sure Garcia does not have any illness or disease that could harm the victim. When police arrived to investigate the January 25th incident at the Sunflower Farmers Market, you got a free sample at a farmer's market. You should almost
farmer's
order
market is a
your
grocery store.
Farmer's market.
Darling.
What?
Farmer's market. It's a grocery store.
No, it's not. A farmer's market is like an outdoor fucking hippie fest. You should expect semen in every sample you get there. A farmer's market.
I've been to a farmer's market and it was like a big grocery store. It's a warehouse like a Sam's kind
That's
of.
That's called
but-
Costco, honey. I'm talking about hit had a herd of farmer's market.
It wasn't
Justin Fan says, Matt's right. Just saying.
I used to get farmer's market ice cream. It was
no,
amazing.
Okay, hold on. You're talking about farmer's market, the corporation. I'm talking about the hippie commune farmer's markets.
Well, no, I've been to a store called Farmer's Market.
Okay,
and
thank
had
you.
My favorite
thank you.
Ice cream, and it was good.
Jesus, fuck it. Who's on first? Thank you. No, the farmer's market capital.
I don't know. I've been to one, and it wasn't that.
The 28-year-old victim was shopping with her daughter in the store's cereal aisle. Then that wasn't a farmer's market. I'm sorry. After accepting... this is so awesome. So, she's there with her daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
Getting some cereal. Being like, damn, $5 for some Reese's Puffs? All right, I gotta have them. Then she was approached by Garcia... Who worked in the store's dairy department?
Hey.
If you, in quotes...
This was freshly milked.
Milked?
Or whatever.
From the dairy department?
From my wiener.
From my wiener? From my wiener department? Oh, man.
Would you like to try some semen? I mean yogurt.
Here.
Some semen-flavored yogurt.
And what's your name, little girl? After accepting his offer of a yogurt sample, in quotes, the woman immediately thought the sample tasted gross and like bleach. She said it tasted gross and disgusting, and it tasted like semen. In a handwritten statement, the woman said, quote, "Say I spit it out on the floor many times because I was upset." In a handwritten statement, the woman said,
"I spit it out on the floor many times
because I was upset.
Because I was upset."
The woman recalled, that when she talked to manager Catherine Flores, she told me was a Greek yogurt. People love it. Has lots of protein in it. That's so awesome. He was totally, like, telling her, hey, no, people love this. It's Greek. I'm Greek.
What?
I'm Greek. Neither here nor there. Try this new Greek yogurt. People love it. Has lots of protein. Did I mention I'm Greek? The woman paid for her groceries and returned home where she told her boyfriend about the incident. Oh, shit. You done kissed another man's semen. He was pissed. He's probably the one trying to sue. Wasn't her. She's like, honey, it's just semen. Just let it go. He's like, no, fuck that. Fuck that. She was told how Garcia had, quote, just come with one sample just for me. Interesting. So it wasn't even like he had a bunch out there. He had one, and it was specifically for her.
That's pretty weird.
This one, I made this for you. Made this sample for you. Dude, there's semen in it.
I made it especially
yogurt.
For you. I wondered if it was like all semen
would
and no
you
yogurt,
know, though?
Just like a little cup of semen.
Yeah, here's the cup.
I see it.
Oh, so like, would you know if, like,
I could look at it and be like,
no, but
with
I'm
me.
Saying like when there's samples. It's never just one sample.
Yeah.
So when a random Greek dude rolls out with some Greek yogurt and is like, I made, like, this is just for you. You would know. You'd have to know.
Unless he had a whole tray of them and he was like,
no, she said it. He just had one. And it was just for me. He was so pushy to tell me how to taste it. The woman and her boyfriend eventually returned to the market where they kicked his fucking ass.
Where they summoned the police.
When questioned by cops, an extremely nervous Garcia denied putting bodily fluids in the yogurt container. Hey. Did you put bodily fluids in the yogurt container?
No.
Which he admitted discarding in a trash compactor after she complained about the taste. God, picky. Just shut up and eat it. Be grateful it's free. So I make some women pay for this.
Jesus.
Could you imagine if he went out and was like, samples $2, and she actually gave him money for it? How dumb would you feel? Hairy balls. All right. Is that?
Did you read some of the comments on that?
Do we have comments?
Uh-huh.
She probably wanted another sample, but he was spent for the day. All women know. All excuse me.
All women know what semen tastes like.
All women should know what semen tastes like. If it's good enough to make a baby, it's good enough to do wonders to the skin. A bukkake.
Oh God.
That's pronounced a bukkake.
Bukkake.
Oh man,
dude.
Well, her protein
for the day. I
remember
the first time I looked at bukkake, I was like, "What is that?" Oh my God.
Did they charge her for an extra topping? And then finally, a voice of reason. Wow, some of you ignorant racist shits need to get a life. What he did was wrong. How many stories have I read about white people doing similar crap? Yeah, true, huh? White people love to jerk off and stuff. I'll give you that.
I think everybody has a friend that knows somebody that's jerked off in something.
Oh, yeah. But just guys in general, for sure. Guys in general, like, it's just awesome to jerk off in something and then watch your friends eat it.
Just go ahead and tell you.
Jerked off in the ice cubes.
No.
Oh.
Is that Pizza Hut on...
Don't like Pizza Hut, so go ahead.
Pizza Hut on Tamiami Trail in Sarasota, Florida, which would be Highway 41.
Whoa. Google map that shit. Gee.
I know a certain someone who jerked off in the sauce quite a few times. Like the actual like big vat of pizza sauce.
The Alfredo?
No, the
pizza
sauce.
When there's
like
that,
the red sauce.
If there's that much of it, it doesn't matter. I was thinking
he did
like,
it a lot.
If you do it in the little like if you're just jerking off in the little marinara cups, like you have to pick something white. Cause that
it was red, but
this is like half and half. I'm talking here, like half semen, half marinara.
Well, he did it a lot, and yeah, He would do it like every fucking night he closed.
Burger says, how many times have you spit in someone's food? Bad Manners says, I like to jerk off on stuff. And by stuff, I mean chicks' faces. All right.
I stopped spitting in people's food a long time ago.
That's right. When I grow up, I put my childish toys away, only to look at them in reminiscent wonder.
Okay,
when I'm old and dying,
I have a pride in my food service skills. I did whatever to people that I hate. And I probably still would to this day.
Hey,
if
haters
I hate
gonna
you.
Hate. Haters gonna hate.
But if you're a random customer, I'm not gonna fuck with you. It's okay.
No, it's those random customers that pay your job.
Right.
Like, we need you.
I've done worse shit than spitting food, so. If I hate you,
you might
want to
go get tested now. Just saying.
If I hate you and all I did was spit in your food, consider yourself fucking lucky.
If she hates you, just kill yourself.
Don't eat where I work. How about that? Just stay away from me and you'll be okay.
Those are good words to live by. Good words to live by. So, is that a jam hole show or what?
Can I have pizza now?
Yeah, go start it.
Sweet!
All right. Well, thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
For another lovely episode of the Jam Hole 458, the Wednesday show. Hey, we're halfway through this fucking week. We're going to get through it together.
Are we?
Can you imagine if, like, all you watched was TV and listened to the radio? And then someone, like, gave you a podcast, and you were like, oh my god, this is so fucking awesome!
Jeans,
you would, like,
pants.
Yeah, you would never watch TV again.
Yeah, you would.
There's so many podcasts that you would never watch TV again. You would download random shows because someone from a podcast gave you an ILT invite. Because that shit is locked down now. If you all got in way back in the day when I was like, yo, get in on this. Trust. This is the best thing
it's
ever
really
to
funny.
Happen to the internet. Not anymore because it's locked down.
I had to go by Anna's yesterday and it was really funny hearing David talk about ILT.
Because, he got in on it. Fuck yeah.
Because I remember you setting it up for him at the Anna's fucking
yeah, buddy.
Store when it was by the gas station.
I'm sorry, 100,000 members? That's
like
it?
That.
Closing the doors now? All right, sounds good. That's a good private community to let function now.
Yeah.
Privatize? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down with those lotteries, dude. I'm like
you
addicted.
You haven't won any.
I know. And I always
check. It's like
check.
Gambling for you.
Dude, you put in 20 bucks, win 500, maybe. Now it's you and like 100,000 other motherfuckers all like wanting some. We should have our jam
hole
lottery.
They make so much money off of that, I bet.
Could we do that? Would you guys give us money not just for shows, but to, like, put in on a lottery?
To win money?
To win money? We could do that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to think about that. And no, IP Torrents is not better. Pfft. ILT is the best site you'll never get a fucking invite to, buddy. That's what ILT is. Shit. There was UKT, and that was cool because they were the first one to design a fake front. Like, if you went to the site and you weren't logged in, it was like a rims for your car site. And there was a dealer login. You went up there, and then it was like, boom, UK Torrents, what's up?
That's cool.
And then it was a very small community. Like, they
what
didn't
does
let
ILT
it
have for the front?
I don't know. I don't know if they do. I just don't think. I think you just have to know the URL.
Oh.
It's not searchable or anything like that. But
hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was a clever idea, though. Like, if someone knew
front.
The URL and went to it, it would just show them. Like, oh, okay.
You'd have to like know what you're looking
and
for.
And there was no like place to sign up because it was all invite only, all word of mouth. Like, if you have a friend that wants in, here's an invite for him, type of thing. No, like just random outsiders. It was really cool. It was really tight though, and
it was pretty cool.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, if you want to do it legally, but yeah, we should do lottery for sure. That'd be cool. So thank you.
Anyway.
Go start pizza.
Okay.
Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, that's our website. Check out the show notes. I write. I do a lot of writing. There's a lot of writing up there. thejamhole.com/music. Check out the rap music. And /donate if you want to help pre-order fund some of this new music goodness. It's going to be awesome. And I'm almost thinking, maybe, just going to do... it's going to be so expensive to make CDs and shit. Can we just do like an iTunes CD Baby online release? Thinking about just doing that. 99 cents a track. 99 cents a track, boom.
Sure, whatever.
Would people buy it that way more than, like, here's $10 for a fucking CD? Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
It's an old lighter. An old pothead lighter. The bottom is, like, black.
I had no idea. Oh, my God, dude. I get so pissed off when I let
this
stoner borrow my lighter and I have, like, little fucking, like, resin on the corner of the bottom of my lighter. I get so mad. I'm like, did you fucking pack your bowl with my lighter?
This is now considered paraphernalia.
I know, right?
Jesus, dude. I'm going to remind that when I'm out of pot next time.
I know,
fuck.
So you could smoke that. Oh.
No, the hot box keeps my pipe bowls pretty full, so that's awesome.
Oh, that's
but yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking, because like, there's so much overhead in having CDs, and then if they don't sell, like, you have a bunch of CDs, I would so much rather be like, here's the tracks, 99 cents each. If you want the whole thing, boom, done.
Yeah.
And not have to pay for all that.
I don't know.
I honestly just want to give this away for free. I really do. I really hate selling music. Because I feel like such a fucking hypocrite. Because I'm like, if I like music, I'm just going to go download it. And if you come play a show, I'll go pay to see that. I feel like I shouldn't be saying, buy this from me now. I should just give it away. And when I go play a show, you can come see me. I don't know. You should just give us money because it's good. Right? It's good. I finished that new song last night. Oh, it's so awesome. It's going to be my new summertime riding down song. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Okay. 406-204-4687. How about thejamhole.com/forums? Why don't you figure out what you want and tell me on there, and then I'll do that. Okay?
What?
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. 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 .com.